In Texas, you now have a doctor, an ethical doctor, who blew the whistle on a Texas hospital that was doing child mutilation, where it is not supposed to happen. They had purportedly discontinued their transgender program at Texas Children's Hospital. And so he blew the whistle on this. Dr. Ethan Heim, who identified himself earlier this year as the anonymous whistleblower who provided evidence of the ongoing sex change procedures for children as young as 11. He blew the whistle on this to Christopher Rufo last year. Well, he just had U.S. Marshals from the Biden so-called Department of Justice show up at his home earlier this month. See, I'm very concerned about that. I'm not concerned about Trump, because as far as I'm concerned, for what Trump did in 2020, he couldn't spend enough time in jail under the worst kind of circumstances. I think Biden deserves to belong there as well. But when you look at what Biden is doing, trying to use the FACE Act to lock people up for the rest of their life, when this person blows the whistle on the mutilation of children, and now he has U.S. Marshals, and he is facing 4 felony counts of alleged HIPAA violations, he could go to jail for 10 years. And that's what the Biden Department of so-called Justice wants to do to him. The now-revealed multiple-count indictment alleges that Heim obtained protected individual health information for patients who were not under his care and did it without authorization. The 4-count indictment alleges that he got the patient's names, their treatment codes, and the attending physician from Texas Children's Hospital's electronic system without authorization. He allegedly obtained this information under false pretenses and with intent to cause malicious harm to TCH. They were the ones doing the malicious harm to children who don't have the judgment to do this. I mean, I played, and we all know this as parents. I played the clip where the guy said, well, okay, here's a stack of cash, $10,000. He puts it in front of a toddler, and then he says that, or you can have a couple of Oreo cookies or whatever, right? Pushes them out there. Kids, I'll take the cookies, right? Are you sure about that? Yes, I am. Okay, well, he's affirming the cookies there. And what we've affirmed is that children don't have the ability to make these kinds of decisions. They don't have the maturity to do it. The Navy SEAL, Kristen Beck, who was pushed by Navy doctors and so to transition. He was used as a poster child by Michael Flynn to celebrate Pride Month and DEI. Yeah, that conservative Michael Flynn who's going to fix our country. Yeah, right. And Chris Beck, who is going as a dressed up as a woman and everything and had operation, called himself Kristen Beck for a while. He said, if they were able to do that to me, a mature man, a Navy SEAL, imagine what they can do to children. So we got to stop this. Well, Heim was a resident at Baylor College of Medicine. He had previous rotations at TCH as part of his residency. And in April of 2023, he allegedly requested to reactivate his login access at TCH to access pediatric patients that were not under his care. He's a surgeon. He must have gotten wind of the fact that some of the surgeons were doing this kind of stuff. The indictment from the Biden so-called Department of Justice alleges that he obtained unauthorized access to personal information of pediatric patients under false pretenses and later disclosed it to a media contact. If convicted, he faces up to 10 years in federal prison and a $250,000 maximum possible fine. And of course, he'll probably end his career as well if that doesn't do it. I mean, this guy's, he's in residency, or else he just started his practice. These people come out of medical school with tremendous bills, and then they're going to give him a big fine, put him in jail. It's absolutely outrageous, because the crime, you know, whenever you are, you know, if he violated HIPAA to find somebody that was acting as a pedophile, would that be justified? Of course it would. Is this every bit as bad? Yes, of course it is. They will be sterilized. They will be in all kinds of health issues the rest of their life. And this is done to a child. And the Biden administration is going to put a whistleblowing surgeon in prison for this. The evil is just unbelievable, isn't it? He has already maintained that no medical privacy laws were broken when he provided evidence of this to Rufo. He said, it is my responsibility. This guy's got a conscience. Listen to what he has to say. It is my responsibility as a doctor, as a physician, to expose this to the public. If I don't, then this abuse can continue. I knew that future generations, like my children, would never be able to forgive me if they knew that I had the chance to do something and I decided to stay silent. This is a good guy. This is the kind of people that we need, the kind of people that the Biden regime wants to lock up, the kind of people that they will lock up for life, you know, these people, the abortion clinics. You know, they're in their late 80s, and they're going to give them a five-year jail sentence. It's a death sentence. And even as the judge was sentencing one of the elderly women in a wheelchair, she said, no, you stay alive. You're all about life, pro-life, aren't you? Just mocking her, this judge. We need to have some serious reform. We don't need to have a civil war, but we need to have some serious reform. It requires average, everyday doctors, he said, to stand up and to speak out against things like this. He's 33 years old. The intimidation that the Biden regime is doing to people is far worse than anything he did to Trump. Far worse. And yet, outside of LifeSite News, not much news about this anywhere. But boy, if Trump stubs his toe, it's news everywhere. Just echoes for days. Every little thing that happens to him. This is an intimidation tactic, of course. All this politicized Justice Department of the Biden administration is all intimidation. It is to enforce silence on people who would otherwise speak out against these favored policies of the Biden regime, just as they did about people who spoke out about the vaccines and other things like that. This is not the first time we've seen the Justice Department behave this way, wielding executive power to intimidate both political opponents and cultural enemies, said the National Review, because they don't talk about what happened during the pandemic or again with the vaccine and things like that as well. We've seen this with pro-life Americans, with traditionalist Catholics, even with vaccine skeptics, they said. And it looks like they're trying to bully their enemies into a kind of going along. Does it look like that? Yes, because it is. We've just lost our minds when it comes to criminal prosecution, health care defense attorney Ron Chapman told Fox News. 95% of cases do not go to trial, because prosecutors can find fuzzy statutes to get such high maximums or even mandatory minimums at play. This forces innocent people to plead guilty, and that's what we're dealing with. We're all dealing with tons of innocent people who may not be innocent of all the crimes, but they are innocent of the ones that were overcharged against them. This has been the case for a very long time, and we don't have trial by jury anymore because they intimidate people. People don't even want to have a jury trial. And one of the reasons why they don't want to have a jury trial is because the juries aren't going to do jury nullification. And so he said they've got a staggering 99.6% success rate. Once they get you of something that they didn't like the FACE Act or something like that, then they will add all kinds of additional things, or they will overcharge you to the extent that people are afraid to challenge this. This guy Haim sounds like he's got a conscience. It sounds like he is ready to fight. I hope he does fight. And I just got to say that even though lawyers typically will not argue jury nullification, I think, you know, it's been said, somebody who represents themselves has in a court has a fool for a lawyer. And for a client. I think when it's a serious charge like this, I really do agree with what Weedman, New Jersey Weedman, did. I interviewed him almost a decade ago. and he used jury nullification. He was not a seller of marijuana, but he was a very heavy user. He was like Rastafarian dreadlocks and all this other kind of stuff. And while I was interviewing him, he actually lit up a joint while I was interviewing him. But he knew that in New Jersey, it was in the Constitution that juries have a right and a duty to judge the law as well as the facts of the case. And he put that up for the jury and to argue jury nullification. And the first judge said, take that down. I'm going to send you to jail for contempt. But he was got the majority of that. And yet it wasn't unanimous. So the prosecutor came after him a second time. Second time, the judge was not hostile to him showing a part of the state constitution. And he kept that up the full time. And he was a unanimous vote that he was not guilty, so they could not try him again. I think people need to keep that in consideration.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. Trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.